Blog Talk Radio.
With the perfect hair and perfect wife and perfect kids and a perfect life, I will finally be somebody.
Let's play Born Again American Wrestling.
Two kids play with two spots, the names that I wanted by the bank. The man who sees on to you, so you better remember your place. Then the outsourced my job and gave a raise to a boss. Built out your bank, fulfilled me for the loss. They say we must live, everyone will sell machines. But the kingdom of fear needs the client to succeed. So what are more the kids for fun? It's all the rage and play. Born again, American, with just a bit of the game. Smash the control machine!
Credit Talk USA Live with your host, John Atchley.
What's your credit score? How much do you earn? What's your credit score? How much are you worth? What's your credit score? How much do you earn?
Today on Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live. Every January, you make plans to make changes, but really, do you do it? This year, 7 financial New Year's resolutions you should keep. We discuss it right now on Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live. Good afternoon, America, and welcome to Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live. I am your host, John Atchley, President and CEO of American Negotiators. American Negotiators, ending America's debt one debt at a time. And once again, you are listening to Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live, heard exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. We are heard every Thursday at 4 p.m. Make sure you tell your friends and families about us. We are also on the internet, on our Twitter and Facebook pages that have just been blowing up with new followers, and we greatly appreciate that. We have a jam-packed show for you today, and if you'd like to join us, you're welcome to call in right now, 619-638-8513. That's 619-638-8513. And that will get you listening to our show live. If you'd like to talk to us on the air, hit 1, and that will let us know you would like to join the show. Once again, this is Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live, and today we're going to be talking about New Year's financial resolutions. So financial New Year's resolutions is the topic of today's show. Also coming up at 4:30, we have our ever-popular song pick of the week. We have our entertainment news we'll be talking about. And if you ever wanted to meet Madonna, the one and only, we'll tell you how you can do that. All right, on to today's show. Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live is brought to you by TexasLending.com. TexasLending.com, Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live's mortgage company of choice. So if you are ready to get a home, you need to call TexasLending.com, look up their number, and tell Kevin Miller you are ready to own your own home. Let's get to today's show. 7 financial New Year's resolutions you should keep. Every January, you plan to make changes. You really do. This time, though, succeeding at some of these items on your resolutions list is imperative, not just for bragging rights, but for your financial well-being. To give you a jump start, we ask experts to weigh in on what our personal financial priorities ought to be in the year 2012. With economic uncertainty still the order of the day, your best strategy for financial health is to control the things you can control. So, under the heading of small changes that can add up to big savings, here are 7 financial moves to make in the new year. You know, when everybody sits down and writes down that New Year's resolutions, and what we're talking about on today's show is financial New Year's resolutions, but let's talk about resolutions, period. Quit smoking is normally the number one. The number 2 is try to be more assertive. Number 3 is eat healthy. And number 4 is normally go to the gym. Now, I've already gotten through the first 4 things, and nothing financially is coming out at this point. So that should tell you something right there. So, number 1, to trim your waistline and your insurance premiums are also 2 very important resolutions. 2 resolutions to lose weight and quit smoking. Those are good ideas, not just good for your health, but for your wallet too. Because according to the research for e-health insurance, smokers pay an average monthly health insurance premium that is 14% higher than non-smokers. They pay 14% more each month if you smoke. Being heavy costs you too. Obese policyholders pay 22.6 more on average than a normal weight counterpart. As an added incentive, some employers and insurers are offering rewards in form of gift cards or discounted deductibles for employees with healthy eating habits and fewer visits to the doctor. Now, you may think to yourself, why in the world is that any of my employer's business as to what I eat and how healthy I am? And I will tell you this, it's because when you have a health insurance program that you offer your employees, then what happens is that everyone else ends up paying if you don't take care of yourself. Because insurance companies do what's called a bundle when they're quoting prices. And let me tell you something, this is where insurance companies really stick it to you when you're not healthy. So you need to be healthy. So make sure, America, that you are going to the gym, taking care of yourself. You know, if you're a vegetarian, great, you're eating healthy. Make sure you're eating a lot of chicken. And make sure that you're not eating fast foods. You know, this Taco Bell. And I learned while I was in California last year that Carl's Jr.'s actually made me sick. It made me sick to my stomach about it. So you need to make sure, practice what you preach. I know, John. I know. But the thing is that it really does affect you financially, because if your employer gives you any heads up or gives you gift certificates or any type of break in your insurance premium by the amount of doctor visits and sick days that you take, hey, listen, that's something that does affect you financially. So don't you think that should be something that you want to do? So quit smoking, eat right, go to the gym, be more assertive. Now, believe it or not, all of those kind of ring true, because when you quit smoking, that helps you health-wise. Try to be more assertive, that makes you more in control of your life. Eat healthy, that's what we've been talking about, could save you money on insurance premiums. And go to the gym goes back to keeping you healthy. So it all just kind of goes into a big, long circle. But it's very important that you take care of yourself. That way you can also take care of yourself financially. Now, keep in mind that according to e-health insurance, smokers pay an extra 14% higher in premiums than a non-smoker. If you're obese, you also can pay 22.6 more on average than a normal weight counterpart. Now, that is what is being reported, and let me tell you something, it's true. Because the bottom line is that this society rewards healthy people, and they don't reward people that don't take care of themselves. All right, America, now we need to take our first break of the show, and as we go to break, this was our song pick of the week last week. It is by the amazing Adele called Rain of Fire. And you're listening to Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live, brought to you by TexasLending.com. TexasLending.com. Now, make sure when we come back, you stay tuned and keep your ear to the radio. We're talking about seven New Year, financial New Year's resolutions you as America should keep. You're listening to Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live, heard on Blog Talk Radio exclusively. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to end your debt permanently and stop those harassing phone calls that come day and night? And as your phone rings over and over again, you should be calling 972-200-1187. Hi, I'm John Ashley, president of American Negotiators. And with over two decades in the credit and debt industry, we stand ready, willing, and able to educate you in every way about getting you out of debt and how to stay out of debt for good. Call 972-200-1187 or savedfromdebt.com. For years, American Negotiators has been successfully settling consumers' debts for 40 to 60% less than what they owe in most cases, and even as low as 18% in some, depending on the creditor. Are you ready to be one of our success stories? Let your education begin now by calling 972-200-1187. That's 972-200-1187. We are American Negotiators, ending America's debt one debt at a time. Call 972-200-1187.
For the last 20 years, I've been traveling around the world as a reporter. But when I'm in New York, I'm pretty much a creature of habit. I go to the same barber. If I'm not on the subway, I ride my bike all around the city. It's definitely a little dangerous sometimes, but it's the best way to beat the traffic. Every day in New York is different. You never know who you're going to meet. How you doing? What you're going to learn?
Best haircut ever.
What you're going to step in? That's what I want my daytime talk show to be like. An adventure with interesting people, compelling stories every day.
Imagine fulfilling your wildest fantasies, like eating pepperoni pizza-flavored ice cream. Mmm. Or your teenager warmly affirming your every word with a nod and a smile. Ooh. Or how about a 30-year mortgage fixed at rates below 3.99% and an annual percentage rate below 4.25%? Now that's something you might be able to believe in. Because of all the fun in our economy, if you have a mortgage between $175,000 and $417,000, it is quite possible you'll qualify for a 30-year mortgage fixed below 3.99% with an annual percentage rate below 4.25%. You'll need a credit score of 740 and 20% equity to qualify for those rates. But the rates are still great if you don't have that equity and your scores are a little bit less. Call TexasLending.com today, 972-387-4600, 972-387-4600, or go online and apply with TexasLending.com.
Equal housing lender. Texas license number 137773.
War between the vampires and the lycan, a new enemy arose. Humans.
Your kind will never be as powerful as us.
You don't know me very well.
How did you escape?
Go.
The only high
hybrid child who has ever existed.
The humans will hunt her down at any expense.
She is the key to winning this war.
You have no idea what you're up against.
They've created something twice the size of any Lycan I've ever seen.
This is a new war.
Why not enjoy a wedding Whitney's way?
Whit, you can't wear white to a wedding.
Oh, such a stupid rule. What, does the bride think the groom's going to get confused and marry me by accident?
You date that girl who's really loud.
Whitney, some of the cupcakes are missing. Wow, you're on fire tonight.
Whitney, Thursdays after The Office on NBC.
Her single smash hits. It's called Perfectly Flawed. Go to otepsaves.me. Follow her on Facebook and Twitter. Almost 300,000 people follow her on a daily basis. All right, you're listening to Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live, brought to you by FX Web Media, fxwebmedia.com. Thank you, Ty Sherrill. And let's get back to today's show. We are talking about 7 financial New Year's resolutions that you as consumers need to keep. We are talking about your health, your weight, smoking, and your finances. Vicki Oliver, in a column, 8 New Year's resolutions, advises trying to stay one step ahead of the retailers and become a smart shopper, who are forever luring us with clever marketing strategies. This woman points out, you only save money if you actually want the second item. Ditto for lost readers. Items the store underpriced so far that it loses money on the item. Now keep in mind that this is people that are clipping coupons, and you can really save money this way, and with the economy the way it's going, and you've heard me many, many times tell you that I don't think it's as bad as everybody is saying, it's still not great. You need to be a smart shopper. There's nothing wrong with being a smart shopper. So become somebody that is a smart shopper and make sure that you understand what you are spending at the grocery store. Hey, on that note, make sure that when you're in the grocery store, watch when they scan those items, because if they're 1 or 2 cents off, that can really add up. And you want to make sure that you are paying what they tell you that you're supposed to pay. All right, so let's move on. Simplify your day-to-day finances. What's complex can be intimidating and therefore tempting to ignore. Vow to simplify your financial lives. For starters, this CNN.money, this is where I'm getting this article from. Remember, you can go to CreditTalkUSA.com, CreditTalkUSALive.com, and you can read from the same article that we are reading from. Coming up on today's show, we are going to tell you at 4:45 who our Jackass of December is. Actually, Jackass of January. Sorry about that. All right, so we are going right now, and we are talking about simplifying your finances. For starters, put bill paying on autopilot. If you're still writing and mailing checks, set up online accounts that bills are paid automatically. In addition to giving you easy access to your bank and credit card accounts and the spending industry, going paperless has an unexpected benefit. People who pay bills online are happier, is what this article says. Now, I want to go one step further than this, and that if you do decide to use bill pay, that doesn't mean that you forget about your finances. Because even though you're doing things on bill pay, you are still responsible for what is going on with your personal accounts. So make sure that you stay up to date of what is going on with this. Automate savings too. To extend your cash flow permits, max out your contribution to tax-advantaged savings vehicles, 401ks traditional, or Roth IRAs, and a 529 plans for college savings, advises Benjamin Sullivan. I'm not going to read his long-ass title. I agree with the 401 plan. Do not ever touch your 401 plan. Let me tell you why. Because if you happen to reach and get into a bad financial situation, your 401k cannot be touched in a bankruptcy. However, everything else can be. So, you know, you want to make sure that, no, you never take money out of your 401 to pay credit card bills, to pay your mortgage payment. Remember, your 401k plan is a retirement plan. Now, on a 529 plan for a college savings is exactly the same thing. You need to make sure that you keep money in there for your kids, because that will be for a college savings. And once again, it is completely tax deductible and no one can touch it. And that is what those are the vehicles that you're looking for, because you want to make sure that no one can touch your money, including you, without a big penalty. You know, you may wonder why the 401k plans, or people are like, you know, well, I guess I'm going to touch this because it's an emergency. The reason that they make it such a dramatic impact on you financially if you touch it is because you don't make any money by just putting money in the account and taking it back out. So make sure you don't do that, because it's not very, very smart. On the 529 plan, you only need to do that if you have kids. But the bottom line is, you do need to do that. You need to take care of your kids, because it will help them in the long run. Let's see here. So what we're talking about, if you just joined us, you're listening to Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live. Heard worldwide, we want to welcome our listeners from Russia, Indonesia, Africa. It is just amazing everywhere we're being heard. I'm watching people listening to us in Denver, Colorado right now, everywhere. You can listen to our show live at 619-638-8513. You're welcome to call in to 619-638-8513. And you can press 1 and you'll get live in the studio with us. Now, we need to take a short break, and when we come back, we will continue to tell you what are the 7 financial New Year's resolutions that you need to keep. We'll recap what we've already talked about. Make sure you stay tuned. Once again, if you'd like to join us live in the studio, 619-638-8513. You're listening to Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live, brought to you by TexasLending.com on Blog Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes you fighter. What's up, keep it lighter. Doesn't mean I'm over, cause you're gone. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
You'll find a lot of good human beings in this courthouse and a lot of talented lawyers. Mr. McDear is both.
I'm a defense attorney. We need to talk about what happened.
Can you help my son?
That's right. I'm on to something. If I'm right, we need experts, research, backing only a major firm can provide.
Andrew tells me that you're interested in our offer. Congratulations. Your firm just became associated with the best litigation house in town. He works with us now. Whatever he learns, I learn.
You joined a firm.
Those firms are for people with a pack mentality. We dare ever find the truth everyone in this room is going to present.
I found something. I'm not sure what. A woman is dead. I want to know the truth.
They'll kill him. Find out where he is.
Abby, you need to get out of here.
What?
I don't know what your boys are looking for.
You have to go to the police.
Abby, someone just tried to kill me.
The firm. A new chapter begins. Sunday, January 8th on NBC.
War between the vampires and the lycan. A new enemy arose. Humans.
Your kind will never be as powerful as us.
You don't know me very well.
Something's escaped.
Go.
The only hybrid child who has ever existed.
The humans will hunt her down at any expense.
She is the key to winning this war.
You have no idea what you're up against.
They've created something twice the size of any lichen I've ever seen.
This is a new war.
Are saying Queen Latifah and Dolly Parton are magic.
You better look out.
Joyful Noise is fun and uplifting with amazing voices.
Hey. I never heard anything like that.
Stomp your feet.
We gotta shake them up.
Y'all with me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Clap your hands.
Whoa, are you kidding me? Make some noise.
And laugh out loud.
Stop.
Joyful Noise.
That was amazing.
Rated PG-13. Starts January 13th.
Next Wednesday.
This is a very sophisticated family with unlimited resources. So be discreet.
A powerful political family.
He's about to announce for his father's old Senate seat.
Caught in a scandal.
Do you know this girl?
Did she say she knows me?
Will test the limits.
You're off. You and your office have lost your nerve.
Of SVU.
You're gonna go down hard.
Kyle MacLachlan guest stars on a new SVU. Next Wednesday on NBC.
In a book, in a box, in the closet. In a line, in a song I once heard. In a moment on a front porch late one June. In a breath inside a whisper beneath the moon. There it was at the tips of my fingers.
Welcome back, America, to Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live. That is from Country Strong, the motion picture. The song's called Words Just Got in the Way. One of the most amazing songs in that movie. You're listening to Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live, and I am John Anchley, your host. 2012. Should be the year that you get your finances taken care of. Real quick, let's tell you about a couple of things that we were talking about. According to eHealth Insurance, if you smoke, you pay 14% higher premiums than someone that is a non-smoker. If you are someone that is fat, obese, you pay 22.6 more on average than a normal weight counterpart. Now, we've talked about this a little bit about making sure that you're important when you're shopping. And real quick, let's do our song pick of the week, and then we'll continue to talk about this. It is by Jason Mraz, and it's called, what is it called? I Won't Give Up. It is number one on iTunes, and I think it's going to be a number one hit for him. This guy has sold millions of albums, and not normally my kind of music, but I really like this song. It's called Jason Mraz, I Won't Give Up, and it's Credit Talk USA Live's song pick of the week. Don't touch that dial. Just take a listen.
Into your eyes, it's like watching the night sky or a beautiful sunrise. Well, there's so much they hold, and just like them old stars, I see that you've come so far to be right where you are. How old is your soul? Well, I won't give up on us.
All right, America, that's Jason Mraz, I Won't Give Up, and that was Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live Song Pick of the Week. Now, as we go to break, this is Britney Spears, I Want to Go. Britney Spears was engaged at the end of last year and just finished her tour, and we will talk about that more in the entertainment news. Also, you want to meet Madonna? You're right, the one and only Madonna. We're going to tell you how you can do that. You're listening to Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live. Brought to you by FXMedia.com. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back. One more time, you're listening to Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live on Blog Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
What kind of adult is he going to turn into?
That's what I have you for.
After my father died, nothing made sense. What was the lesson Dad wanted me to learn?
If things were easy to find,
they wouldn't be worth finding.
Rated PG-13. Starts everywhere Friday.
Critics are saying Queen Latifah and Dolly Parton are magic.
You better look out.
Joyful Noise is fun and uplifting with amazing voices.
Hey. I never heard anything like that.
Stomp your feet.
We gotta shake them up.
Y'all with me?
Yeah.
Clap your hands.
Oh, are you kidding me? Make some noise.
And laugh out loud.
Stop.
Joyful Noise.
That was amazing.
Rated PG-13. Starts January 13th.
Are you ready to end your debt permanently and stop those harassing phone calls that come day and night? And as your phone rings over and over again, you should be calling 972-200-1187. Hi, I'm John Ashley, president of American Negotiators. And with over two decades in the credit and debt industry, we stand ready, willing, and able to educate you in every way about getting you out of debt and how to stay out of debt for good. Call 972-200-1187 or savedfromdebt.com. For years, American Negotiators has been successfully settling consumers' debts for 40 to 60% less than what they owe in most cases, and even as low as 18% in some, depending on the creditor. Are you ready to be one of our success stories? Let your education begin now by calling 972-200-1187. That's 972-200-1187. We are American Negotiators, ending America's debt one debt at a time. Call 972-200-1187.
For the last 20 years, I've been traveling around the world as a reporter. But when I'm in New York, I'm pretty much a creature of habit. I go to the same barber. If I'm not on the subway, I ride my bike all around the city. It's definitely a little dangerous sometimes, but it's the best way to beat the traffic. Every day in New York is different. You never know who you're going to meet. How you doing? What you're going to learn?
Best haircut ever.
What you're going to step in. That's what I want my daytime talk show to be like. An adventure with interesting people, compelling stories, every day.
Imagine fulfilling your wildest fantasies, like eating pepperoni pizza-flavored ice cream. Mmm. Or your teenager warmly affirming your every word with a nod and a smile. Ooh. Or how about a 30-year mortgage fixed at rates below 3.99% and an annual percentage rate below 4.25%? Now that's something you might be able to believe in. Because of all the fun in our economy, if you have a mortgage between $175,000 and $417,000, it is quite possible you'll qualify for a 30-year mortgage fixed below 3.99% with an annual percentage rate below 4.25%. You'll need a credit score of 740 and 20% equity to qualify for those rates. But the rates are still great if you don't have that equity and your scores are a little bit less. Call TexasLending.com today, 972-387-4600, 972-387-4600, or go online and apply with TexasLending.com.
Equal housing lender. Texas license number 137773.
Next Wednesday.
This is a very sophisticated family with unlimited resources. So be discreet.
A powerful political family.
He's about to announce for his father's old Senate seat.
Caught in a scandal.
You know this girl?
Did she say she knows me?
Will test the limits.
You're off. You and your office have lost your nerve.
Of SVU.
You're going to go down hard.
Kyle MacLachlan guest stars on a new SVU next Wednesday on NBC.
This is Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live. I'm your host, John Ashley. That is the amazing OTEP. Medusa's Head is the single. Go to iTunes.com. Follow her on Facebook at OTEP Official. One of the most amazing artists out there. We've had her on the show. You can go to CreditTalkUSA.com and you can listen to the things we talked about the Occupy movement. Her stance on everything was pretty interesting. I really enjoyed talking to her about it. Now, we are talking about the seven New Year's resolutions that America, you as America, need to keep. So we talked about the health part of it. We talked about the shopping part of it. And we talked about how to simplify your finances. Make sure that you do that. Now, you want to increase your financial literacy. In the last few years, if it hasn't taught us anything, it's taught us one thing, and that you can't afford to be in the dark about money matters. America, make 2012 the year to focus on your financial education. You can get financial education by listening every Thursday at 4 p.m. right here exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. And the awesome thing about Blog Talk Radio is you can always go back and listen to our shows on the internet. And, you know, I know that the times that we're on, we're still trying to figure out what is the best time for us to be on. I'm actually kind of leaning on moving us to Tuesdays at 4 o'clock. But I'm still trying to figure this out because, you know, we've only been on this station for a few months. And already doing really well. Our show is number one on Blog Talk Radio, and we would like to thank you so much for that. Let's see. We're talking about financial literacy. And the more knowledgeable you are, the more active you will be in planning to reach your financial goals. And it's important, America, that you do that, because you want to make sure, you want to sit down and do some financial goals. It's important that you make sure that you know where you are financially. And you want to get out of credit card debt more than anything. I haven't had credit cards in almost 8 years now. And I tell you what, I love that. You know, I've been in the credit and debt industry for going on 24 years. And I can't tell you how much I enjoy not having credit cards. It's really amazing. Now, we're going to take just a quick break, and we'll be right back.
No more tears. Stand up to your fears.
Keep your voices right. Keep your knuckles bloody. Keep your voices right. Keep your knuckles bloody. No more. Falling, bleeding, begging, vermin. I exist without purpose. Take me, cut me, rip me, push me, hurt me, hit me harder.
Let's fall like rise.
On my knees, but I'm not afraid.
Cowards die every day.
Once again, America, welcome back to Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live. That was OTEP and another single of hers called Fist Falls. All right, America, now we were talking about the 7 financial New Year's resolutions you should keep. Now let's go back and remind you of the things we've already talked about. One thing is that if you are a smoker, e-health insurance says smokers pay on average more than 14% than a non-smoker. 14% higher if you're a smoker, America. If you're fat, if you're obese, you pay almost 22.6 more on insurance than someone that is not fat. We were talking about make sure when you're at the grocery store, make sure that the people that are at the counters when they're ringing things up for you, make sure that it's the price that you saw on the counter that took you to take it off, to take the item off on the counter. Also, simplify your day-to-day finances. You know, set your stuff up on bill pay if you want to, but remember, you're still personally responsible for those payments to get there. So make sure that you still, you know, look at your checking accounts, look at your savings accounts, and make sure that all that's going on. On your 401k plans, never touch that money. Never touch that money. There's never a good reason to touch it. The financial liability to you is so great, it's not even worth talking about. There's not anything that could come up for you to touch that 401k. Also, if you have kids, you want to set up a 529 college plan. Once again, these two are all tax deductible, and no one else can touch it, not even you, without a great penalty. All right, so we want you to increase your financial literacy in the year 2012. And you can do that by listening to Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live. We're here every Thursday at 4 p.m., make sure you tell your friends and your family about us. You know, you might also want to consider joining an investment club or take advantage of any investment helps that may be offered by your employers or one-on-one professional advice groups, such as listening to shows like Credit Talk USA. Just make sure that you trust those people, because you still want to make sure that you're doing the things that is the best for you. Expect the unexpected is the number 6 thing that I want you to do. For most of us, it is less than a matter of an emergency that will arise whenever you don't expect it. It's always when you've been out of work for any length of time, and it will quickly diminish your resources. So, and you hear everybody tell you about this, so now you're hearing me talk about this, and that is start an emergency fund. You know, your emergency fund should be 6 months worth of your expenses. And you should have an emergency fund before you ever go shopping or on a vacation or things like that, because you want to make sure that you are covered. And that's important, America, to make sure that you have an emergency fund. Once again, if you want, it needs to be 6 months of what your monthly bills are. Real quick, let's tell you who our jackass of the month is. And believe it or not, it is former presidential candidate Michelle Bachmann. Let's read you what it says. Remember, you can go to CreditTalkUSA.com and you can see it on the front page. And it says, former presidential candidate Michelle Bachmann has been given the heave-ho by Iowa. She came in like eighth place, I think it was. I think it was even seventh or eighth place. And believe it or not, Ron Paul actually came in second or third there. He's really coming up in the presidential race. Not really sure if you're a Republican who you really want to vote for. I am going to vote for Obama because I'm hoping that he will actually start doing a lot of the stuff that he said he would do. And I was actually very proud of Obama for actually circumventing the Congress, because the Republican Congress said they weren't going to let him appoint anybody to the Financial Consumer Protection Agency, where Elizabeth Warren was in charge of that. So Obama said, okay, I'll just step over you and I'll appoint him in a recess. And what that means is he doesn't need Congress approval. So that's what he did. So once again, Credit Talk USA's jackass for January 2012 is Michelle Bachmann, former presidential candidate. Her views were so far against America, and I'm just thankful that America realized she was not the person for the presidency. I mean, I thought I didn't like Sarah Palin, but she made Sarah Palin look lily white. So make sure that you do go vote. It is going to be very important that you vote. Coming up in 3 minutes, we're going to do our entertainment news. Hey, you want to meet Madonna? I'll tell you how. All right, let's get back to today's show. Once again, you're listening to Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live, brought to you by TexasLending.com. If you'd like to join the show live, you can call 619-638-8513. That's 619-638-8513. You can press 1, and that will tell us that you would like to join the show live, or you're welcome just to listen to us. Make sure you tell your friends and family about us. Every Thursday at 4 p.m. we're here. You're welcome to email me at CreditTalkUSA.com. I'm always wanting to get input on you, on what you think of the show. All right, so you want to expect the unexpected is the next financial resolution you want to do. Now, here we go. You want to pay down your debt. Here's a risk-free place to put your money with a Sunfire return on investment of well over 10%, suggests Michael Crest of some long-ass title that I'm not even going to say. Pay off your high-interest debt. If you're getting charged 12.99% on your Visa account, you're only earning 1% on a money market account. Take the money out, pay off the credit card, and you end up with 11.99% return. Now, I think that that is a good deal right there. So, America, you need to make sure that you take care of yourself as far as paying your debt down. It is very important that you're debt-free in the year 2012. And if you would like us to help you with that, you can give us a call at 972-200-1187. That's American Negotiators, and we have a spot coming up here in the next break that we do need to take a break for just a couple of seconds. And when we come back, we will have our entertainment news. And this is Ty Herndon with his hit single, Stones. And you're listening to Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live on Blog Talk Radio. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Stones, I handed one to you. You put it in your pocket, said you loved it, said you'd keep it forever. Stones, one by one, they mark our passage along this winding road we're on. With each turn we take from the cradle to the grave.
You'll find a lot of good human beings in this courthouse and a lot of talented lawyers. Mr. McDear is both.
I'm a defense attorney. We need to talk about what happened.
Can you help my son?
Try. I'm on to something. If I'm right, we need experts, research, backing only a major firm can provide.
Andrew tells me that you're interested in our offer. Congratulations. Your firm just became associated with the best litigation house in town. He works with us now. Whatever he learns, I learn.
You joined a firm.
Those firms are for people with a pack mentality. If we dare ever find the truth, everyone in this room is going to prison.
I found something. I'm not sure what. A woman is dead. I want to know the truth.
Don't kill him. Find out where he is.
Abby, you need to get out of here.
What?
I don't know what your boys are looking for.
You have to go to the police.
Abby, someone just tried to kill me.
The firm. A new chapter begins. Sunday, January 8th on NBC.
Are you ready to end your debt permanently and stop those harassing phone calls that come day and night? And as your phone rings over and over again, you should be calling 972-200-1187. Hi, I'm John Ashley, president of American Negotiators. And with over two decades in the credit and debt industry, we stand ready, willing, and able to educate you in every way about getting you out of debt and how to stay out of debt for good. Call 972-200-1187 or savedfromdebt.com. For years, American Negotiators has been successfully settling consumers' debts for 40 to 60% less than what they owe in most cases, and even as low as 18% in some, depending on the creditor. Are you ready to be one of our success stories? Let your education begin now by calling 972-200-1187. That's 972-200-1187. We are American Negotiators, ending America's debt one debt at a time. Call 972-200-1187.
For the last 20 years, I've been traveling around the world as a reporter. But when I'm in New York, I'm pretty much a creature of habit. I go to the same barber. If I'm not on the subway, I ride my bike all around the city. It's definitely a little dangerous sometimes, but it's the best way to beat the traffic. Every day in New York is different. You never know who you're going to meet. How you doing? What you going to learn?
Best haircut ever.
What you going to step in? That's what I want my daytime talk show to be like. An adventure with interesting people, compelling stories every day.
Yeah, man. So we back in the club, with our bodies rocking from side to side, side, side to side. Thank God the week is done. I feel like a zombie gone back to life, back to life. Hands up, yeah, suddenly we all got our hands up. No control of my body.
Credit Talk USA, Worldwide Live. That is Usher. Amazing song. All right, you're listening to Credit Talk USA, Worldwide Live, and let's do our entertainment news. Hey, America, did you ever want to meet the one and only Madonna, the one who is going to be doing the halftime show on February the 5th for the amazing Super Bowl? Here's what's going on. In order to raise money for the Haitian Relief Organization, which is a nonprofit that was founded by Sean Penn, Madonna's ex-husband, Madonna is auctioning off a chance for two lucky fans to attend the New York premiere of her new film We. And it's an after-hour party with Madonna. Now, I'm sure that you won't get to spend a lot of time with her, but hey what, I have met Madonna once, and I don't get giddy or excited about meeting anybody because I'm in the entertainment industry, but I will tell you that meeting this woman, it's a pretty amazing experience. So if you got some money laying around and you'd like to be a do-gooder, give some money to the Haitian relief, then you get to meet Madonna. Also, don't forget, she will be the halftime entertainment show for the Super Bowl. Also, it has now been reported Kelly Clarkson, the one and only Kelly Clarkson, will be singing the national anthem for the Super Bowl. So how exciting is that? Also, make sure two of my favorite shows that are on now, and I really recommend that you watch them, is The Firm. It basically kicks off where The Firm, the movie with Tom Cruise, left off. And it's really, really suspenseful. It's got a really good actor playing Tom Cruise that I cannot think about what the guy's name is. Also, Harry's Law, Kathy Bates. Amazing in this show, and you really, really should watch it. So The Firm and Kathy Bates, Harry's Law, is one of the most amazing, and the ratings on that show last night were just amazing too. So it is good to do this. It's good to be watching the TV, and I can help you with the ratings on that. Once again, Kelly Clarkson will be singing the national anthem for the Super Bowl coming up on February 5th. How exciting is that? I am so excited about that. Now let's get back to the show. We are talking about 7 financial New Year's resolutions you should keep. And one thing is about keeping your health. Make sure that, you know, ensure if you're obese, you pay more money. Make sure when you go grocery shopping, you look at when those people are scanning things, and you pay down your debt. And you want to make sure that you are doing some financial literacy this year. You want to know what's going on financially. Also, do a basic budget. One key to getting financially fit is creating a household budget. You don't have to get too hard on yourself, so skip the complicated calories and the categories and the subcategories. While having all those details may seem to be a great way to help you understand, it doesn't have to be that hard. You know, you can just write out a budget and just write the things that are on a daily basis with you. You know, your mortgage, your cable, your gas, your water, your electricity, the things that you need to survive, you know, food, things like that. Make sure that you do those things, and you want to make it easy on yourself. Make sure you do things that you know you're going to be able to do, because you don't want to put yourself into a position that you're not going to understand. And it's going to be hard for you to make your goals. I mean, there's nothing harder on someone than making a goal and not being able to hit it. So make sure that you're easy on yourself about that. It's so important that you do that. Now, America, this was the 7 financial New Year's resolutions you should keep. And you should go to CreditTalkUSA.com and just follow along with what we were talking about, because it's important to know. You know, you want to make sure that you can keep everything easy for you. You know, when you're doing a budget, you want to make sure that that's easy for you. Make it to where you can achieve even some of what's on there, because it's so important to have just an outlook on what's going on in your life. You know, America, this world does not make it easy on you, but you can make it easy on yourself. Remember, I'm John Ashley. Always believe in yourself. And remember, the only way is up. You're listening to Credit Talk USA Worldwide Live on Blog Talk Radio. Have a great evening. Don't forget to join us next Thursday at 4 p.m. Take care of you and your family.